Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So I got a question for you guys. When you get stuck on a problem in school, in class, does your teacher just give you the answer, or does she, he or she, make you kind of walk step by step through it? Which one? I gave you two options. What did your teacher do? Good. Yeah. So normally that's what teachers do, right? They don't just like, you get stuck and they're like, all right, here's the answer, go on. They tell you like, okay, well, let's work through this problem to figure out and learn as we go to get to the solution, right? And so with Christ in the gospel today, we notice that he doesn't immediately heal this man, this blind man, does he? Instead, what he does is he slowly, like first, puts his hands on him, makes the mud and the spittle, puts it in his eyes, and he can kind of start to see. But it's not until the second time that he actually regains his full sight. And so the reason for this is because Christ is trying to slowly bring him to faith, bring him to know and understand. And so it's not an automatic, like, oh, you're healed, you're done, go on with life, everything's good, fine and dandy. It's like, hey, like, you don't believe yet, so let's bring you closer. And now that you do believe, now that you can see indistinctly, now I'm going to give you clear sight. What do you think the first thing this blind man saw? What do you think it is? You in the back. Indistinctly. So that wasn't the first thing he saw. He could kind of barely make it out. So it wasn't that. What do you think it was? After the second time, after Christ lays his hands on the man a second time, what do you think it is? Jesus, yes, the face of Christ. The first thing that he clearly sees his entire life is the face of our Lord. This is the message of the gospel. This is the biggest point of today's gospel, is that the first thing this man sees is the most important thing in the world, and that's the face of Christ. And so what we can take from this and learn from this is that the most important thing we can do in the world is to see Christ, the face of Christ, in absolutely everyone we come across. And that's hard. It takes time. Because, you know, Christ doesn't look like any one of my neighbors. Christ doesn't always look like Christ in the tabernacle. And so it can be hard to recognize Jesus Christ in our neighbor, in our brothers and sisters, especially our siblings, because when our siblings are mean or rude or have a bad day, they certainly don't act Christ-like, and so it's harder for us to see in them Christ, right? Really hard. Even with our parents, if they've had a stressful day at work, you know, like it's like, oh, it's harder to see Christ in them. But that's our job today. Even despite all of the anger, all of the stress, all of the fighting amongst siblings, our job, our goal is to still to see Christ in them. So there's a couple of ways we can do that, though. There's one way in particular that helps us start to see the face of Christ in absolutely everyone we know and everyone we come across, our friends, our family, our neighbors. Any ideas of what that is that helps us, helps lead us to that recognition?
Brain.
What is that?
Brain.
Brain? Oh, praying? Praying. Sorry, I have bad hearing because of the army. Yeah, praying is a big one. What else? Holy Spirit helps us. Yeah, good. You got some over here? You guys are quiet this morning. Go ahead. Yes, going to Mass and talking to God or praying, right? Good. So praying, the Holy Spirit, Mass, talking to God, it's all of that. All of those things come help us little by little come to recognize Christ in everyone. The most important thing we can do, though, is if we want to come to see more clearly Christ and everyone else we meet, we have to come and see Christ in that tabernacle, in the Eucharist on the altar. Because if we can start to see him more and more in that Eucharist, because it's very hard to recognize him in a little piece of bread, if we can do that, if we can recognize Christ in the Eucharist, it becomes that much easier to recognize Christ everywhere else. I think it was, I didn't put the quote here, it was either C.S. Lewis or J.R.R. Tolkien. Do you guys know who those are, those authors are? You guys ever seen The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe? So that's C.S. Lewis. Brilliant, brilliant author. J.R.R. Tolkien, do you guys know who he is? Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit? Yes, so two of arguably the greatest authors of the 20th, of recent history. One of them said, next to the Blessed Sacrament, that Blessed Sacrament, next to the Blessed Sacrament, the most sacred thing in the world is your neighbor. So I want to leave that with you this week. Reflect on that. Do you see Christ in the tabernacle, in the Eucharist? And if so, can you also see Christ in your neighbor?